Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's the author of many books, including Beyond the Wall of Resistance, including one of my favorites, Why Don't You Want What I Want? I ask that question all the time and don't get satisfactory answers most of the time. He also wrote a book a while back called Feedback Toolkit, and which has been re-released, updated for the 21st century, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Congratulations on the re-release of the Feedback. But what's the new title?
Well, it's still the same title, Feedback Toolkit, but I was able to update it some. So, for instance, I have one client. Her team is on four continents.
Wow.
And when I wrote the book in 1994, you know, that just, I'm sure there were people doing that, but it was very few people. Mm. And now I'm finding a lot of people saying, you know, my team is kind of all over the globe, or we're trying, you know, and so it's just that kind of thing.
Well, my team's like that too. I mean, I've got people in other countries, and so you know, so I'm very much interested in our discussion today. Take a moment, and I mean, everybody kind of the feedback thing. We all say it, maybe say it once a day. Who knows how often? And we throw it out there. We use it as a handy little explanation. Sometimes it's metaphorical. Sometimes it's literal. But when you say feedback and when you talk about it in a business scenario, what do you think? What's your definition?
Oh, okay, good. It's information to let us know if we're on track or off track, so that we can either keep on doing what we're doing because it's working, or make adjustments. And so it's exactly what a coach would be giving in sports.
So it's not just information. It's information that serves the purpose of telling us if we're on the right track with our discussion, with our project, whatever. It's a specific, right. It has a specific purpose. It's not just me giving you my opinion about anything. It has a job, doesn't it? Feedback has a job, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Yeah, and I think that's a really good distinction. And there's another distinction too. Feedback is not saying, "Hey, Jim, great job."
Right.
Because there's nothing, I mean, you can feel good, and if you know exactly what I'm talking about, then that's great. But quite often people will say, yeah, Jim, that wasn't up to snuff.
Right.
Well, and then you're left guessing. What does that mean? And
right.
If somebody says, great, you're left guessing.
Well, now I'm gonna push back just a little bit. If the team is working on a project, and the boss drops by the team meeting, and the manager of the team says, you know, "Hey, boss, any observations? How are we doing?" And he says, "Hey, listen, I've been watching you guys. Good job. Don't change anything." Then that's feedback, isn't it?
Well, it is.
I mean, don't presume. Hey, wait, Rick. Don't presume it. Something is not right. It might actually be fine.
No. Okay, yeah, okay. Absolutely. But just saying great job isn't enough. It would be helpful if that boss said, "Hey, team, I've been watching. You guys are doing great. In fact, here's what stands out to me."
Ah.
It's just that thing, so that's based on data. Because there are people who walk through life going, "Hey, nice job, good, hey, great," you know, and it means nothing. And you're left... You're left wondering, so what did they like about it?
Mm-hmm. So don't just say great job. Say, "Hey, guys, those customer care numbers are really looking good right now. And whatever you're doing there, I don't know. Is that what you're talking about? Be a little more specific."
Yeah. And for the boss's boss, the example you gave, that's perfectly fine. So I don't know what you folks are doing, but keep it up, because those customer care numbers are wonderful.
Right.
That'd be great.
Right.
Now, the boss, him or herself, ought to be saying...
The project manager.
The project manager.
Right.
ought to make sure that everybody on that team understands what they're doing. Like, hey, since you started doing X, since you started calling on people personally, our customer care numbers have skyrocketed.
Right. So feedback has a job, folks. It is supposed to serve a purpose. It's not just an extra scoop of sugar. It needs a little protein in it too, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so folks, when you're thinking about if you're managing people and you're giving them feedback, whether you're happy about what's going on or not happy, try to be specific about what you're saying. We're going to talk a little bit more about this feedback thing with our good friend Rick Maurer. He wrote the book on it, folks. He and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Oh, by the way, Rick, give us your website before we go quickly.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.